We're on the phone with an author right now. His name is Hank Meyer, and he's written a new book about one of our senators in the United States Senate, elected in the year 1928. The book is called Arthur Vandenberg, The Man in the Middle of the American Century, and we're joined on the phone by Mr. Hank Meyer. Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. Same here. So first of all, we can talk about the fact that you have this book, and it's been selected as part of the 2018 Michigan Notable Authors Tour, which is a very high honor. How was that received as a selection?
The Notable Books is a project of the Library of Michigan, and they, each year they select 15 or 20 books that have titles or topics that relate to our state, and in they may be novels, they may be poetry. In my case, it's the biography of one of our longest serving and most influential United States senators.
Right. And now, as we spoke before we got on the air here, this is one of those senators that hasn't really been featured in terms of a book about their life. Can you tell us a little bit about why you wanted to choose Arthur Vandenberg to highlight in this book?
Well, in many ways, I got lucky. I'm from Grand Rapids, and so was Senator Vandenberg. And I've always been interested in foreign policy and international relations, and would keep coming across his name in other histories and biographies. This was a man who, before World War II, led the isolationists in the United States Senate who were trying to keep the United States out of the war. And of course, all that changed with Pearl Harbor, but he went from being this ardent isolationist and opponent of Franklin Roosevelt's to being the most influential American delegate to the founding of the United Nations at a meeting in San Francisco in 1945, and then went on to work with Secretary of State General George Marshall to put the Marshall Plan through the Senate that, in a sense, saved the economies of Europe and was so important in the rebuilding of Western democracy, and then went on to write the legislation and put through the Senate the enabling legislation for NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is the alliance that has helped keep the world at peace for the last more than half a century. And so he was such an important character, and he had been he had two would-be biographers who died, and so far I've escaped that fate. And so he had never had his life written, and it's such a dramatic transition from trying to keep the United States out of the world to projecting American leadership around the world that I felt very privileged to be able to tell that story.
Absolutely. And we have a quote here from NPR about the book itself. It says, "Every member of Congress should read this book for a lesson in leadership." And as we can tell from the news of the day that the political climate is a little bit shaky, to say the least, how could people reading this book relate to relate his life and his work to help unify with the politics of today?
I think three different things. One is that we shouldn't hold it against politicians when they change their mind. Because when circumstances change, when a new crisis arrives or something happens in the world or in the economy, we want our politicians to change with the times, and don't hold it against them that they once had a different attitude when they've changed. And he had the capacity to change as the American people changed, and to help us find a new path from saying, hey, we're safe behind our oceans, to saying, no, it's in our own enlightened self-interest, one of his favorite phrases, to have a peaceful world where we take the lead. So that's one of them. Another one was he was a master of compromise, and he didn't view it as a dirty word. He viewed it as how democracy has to work. You have competing or opposing parties, and if they're always at loggerheads, nothing gets done. And I think that's why we get so frustrated today with Congress, for example. He knew how to fashion a compromise, saying, hey, I've got certain principles I need to protect, but to actually get the job done, I've got to compromise with people coming at it from a different angle. And then I would say the third thing was this notion of bipartisanship. He was always an ardent Republican, but he recognized that he had to reach across the aisle to get things done. And that too is something that we tend to sometimes punish our politicians for today, mm-hmm. instead of saying, you know, that's a really important and courageous thing to do.
Right. I heard a feature on All Things Considered the other day about John McCain kind of feeling penalized for a lot of that throughout his life. So that's definitely something that whether people are following the politics of the day or they're maybe trying to push themselves away, if it gets to be too much, it's good lessons that we can learn, whether right. it's politically minded or just working person to person. So that sounds like it's a great a feature on his life and the meaning behind his work. So now, as part of the Michigan Notable Authors Tour, you'll also be giving an author talk this evening at the Escanaba Public Library. What could the folks there at this, it's a free event, by the way, and there's no registration. Yep. What could the folks there expect at the talk this evening?
Well, a little dive into Michigan and American history in the last part of the 20th century, in the middle of the 20th century, with I have some slides and a little talk about this unlikely evolution of this fellow's career, and coming from a background, his father was a harness maker in Grand Rapids, and he toured the state selling war bonds during World War II because he was a widower with three small kids and couldn't go off and fight or World War One. And then in World War II, he went from being a fierce opponent of Franklin Roosevelt to being someone Harry Truman couldn't get along without. And so it's a life in that I'll try to share and make as interesting as I can in my visit to Escanaba.
The name of the book is Arthur Vandenberg, The Man in the Middle of the American Century. We've been speaking on the phone with Hank Meyer, the author of that book. He's also the executive chairman of Meyer Incorporated and a business that you joined first as a grocery clerk. I love hearing that part of the story as well. As part of the 2018 Michigan Notable Authors Tour, Hank will be at the Escanaba Public Library this evening at 6:30 p.m. for an author talk. Hank, I wanted to thank you so much for having us have the opportunity to speak on the phone today.
Well, thank you so much, Kurt. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to being in Marquette as well as Escanaba before too long.
Excellent. Yep, let us know, and we'll touch base then as well.
Sounds great. Thank you.